when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name,
blessed be your name, when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name.
And every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will
sing it out.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious.
Come on, sing that again.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Name
you give,
you give and take away, you give and take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give, Lord, you give and take away, you give and take away, my heart will choose to say, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Come on, sing that again.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. We sing, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. We sing your glory. We sing your glory, God.
Come on, let's just lift up a sound of worship to the Lord this morning. Come on, church, let's lift him up this morning. God, we bless your holy name, Jesus. God, we bless your glorious name, Father God.
Oh, we bless your name, we bless your name. Assurance, and Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! An heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit. Washed in his blood.
Come on, this is my story.
This is my story. This is my song.
Come on, praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Thomas, sing it out.
And I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord,
Come on, blessed.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Come on, oh, what a foretaste.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood.
Come on, this is my story.
This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
We will praise.
Praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. Yes, we will, Lord. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised.
Bring it down, let's just sing it with the voices.
And I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. God, we praise You, Lord. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy.
Well, let's just sing that again to Him.
And I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. I will praise the Lord, He's worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord, and I will praise the Lord, He's worthy. He's worthy. I will praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised.
You are Lord.
You're worthy to be praised.
So worthy.
You're worthy to be
so
praised.
Worthy.
Your name is high. Your name is high.
With a show of hands, are in a great place. Really? Wow. Wow, that's awesome. I'm surprised. I feel like, you know, when you're a part of a family and you're going through something and you feel like sometimes you're the only one, and I know there's, since not all the hands went up, there's a few more out there that aren't really in a great place. And I can tell you, this week has been a hard one for me, and I knew God would kick my booty today. I knew He would. I knew He'd slap me upside the head and say, Lynette, come on, girl. I am worthy to be praised in the middle of circumstances, in the middle of what you're going through. And I'm blessed that there's so many of you that can raise your hand and say, I'm in a good place. But there's probably another half of you that aren't there yet. But I'm here to tell you that God is worthy to be praised. No matter what, no matter the storm, no matter the valley. And you know, it's funny because I know that
it's, you know, it's common knowledge that I just need to keep pressing in and keep going and move forward and keep praising, keep lifting the name of Jesus high in my life. And yet I still get, oh gosh, I still get, oh, I get battle weary. That's it. I get battle weary. I need prayer. Family. Who needs prayer today? God, you are worthy to be praised. In the middle of it, God, you are worthy to be praised. These present circumstances do not define who we are. They don't, because we are your children. We are your heirs to the kingdom. God, we are adopted in, we're grafted into that beautiful family of God. I will praise you. In the waiting, I'll praise you, God. In the wondering, God, in those things that I feel are pending in my life, God, I still praise you. You are worthy, God. So worthy, God. Whatever, just have a real quick little moment of prayer for each other and just pray and praise. Pray and praise and thank Him.
You are made strong.
trials, and I will joy in my weakness, and I will joy. Stand up and worship Him, and let's just declare this over our lives. And I believe that You're my portion. And I believe You're more than enough for me. And Jesus, You're all I need. Let's just declare this over our lives. Nothing is impossible. Because nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. 'Cause you hold my world in your. Come on, declare it again. 'Cause nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. I believe nothing is impossible for you. 'Cause you hold my world in your hand, and I believe you're my healer, and I believe you. I believe you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're just think about those words right now. He is all we need. Nothing more, nothing less. You are all we need, God. You are all we need, God. To fill every void, to heal every hurt. God, you're all we need, God. You're all we need, you're all we need. Yes, you are, God. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. I want you to make it personal. Say, he loves me. How he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Just pour out your spirit before the Lord. how I love you, Lord, how I love you, oh, how I love you, oh, how I love.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful that God is always with us. At the end of the book of Matthew, Jesus is speaking to his disciples and thus to us. And he says, "And lo, I am always with you, even to the end of the age." And yesterday I was fishing in the Natchez River, and I was standing in the river away from the bank, and I thought of that verse. And I looked back at the bank and I thought, that is so cool. You know, Jesus is sitting over there watching me, cheering me on, hoping that I catch fish. And then this morning, he said, "Son, I wasn't on the bank. I was out there in the river with you." As Christians, I know we believe in that truth. But I think we have the tendency to believe that God is, he's with us, but he's at a distance. What he's teaching me is, he's right here. Even in the midst of our sin, even when we're sinning, he's right here. I used to think that when I was sinning, God was right there, but he turned his back. And I don't think that anymore. Even when I'm in the middle of sin, he's standing right there with his arms open wide. And he doesn't have a disgusted look on his face. Because he loves me so much. Even in the midst of sin, he loves me. And he's not on the bank. He's in the water with us. So let's know that truth this morning. Let's abide in that truth. That God is with us, even to the end of the age. In church, he's with us. At our job, he's with us. Sometimes we think, it's too chaotic at our job. He's the Prince of Peace. He's with us. In our cars, in our living rooms, in the mall, he's with us. Another verse he laid on my heart the other day was, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And when we speak that truth, when we speak biblical truth, it has an impact. And it doesn't matter who you're talking to. It has an impact. So when we leave this church today, let's know two things. One, that God is with us. Christ is right here. And he gives us the strength to speak the word, the truth, and it will have an impact. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for this morning. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for the truth that you impart to us, Father God. Lord, help us to live in that truth. Thank you for walking beside us. Thank you for running beside us, Lord. Thank you for your blessings, Father God. Thank you for the trials. Thank you for who you are, Father. And thank you for who we are, Lord, because you abide in us, Father God. We know that it doesn't matter what we've done. You love us unconditionally, Lord Jesus. And that's hard to wrap our minds around sometimes, Father God. So I just pray that you would just solidify that truth in each and every one of us right now, that you love us unconditionally, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Let our praise and our worship be pleasing to you this morning, Father God. Thank you.
Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, and poured out for all mankind. And God's only Son, and perfect and spotless one. And He never sinned, but suffered as if. All authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory.
Let's sing this to the Lord.
Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all of our praise. You overcame. Jesus, awesome and forever, and awesome and great is your name. You overcame, and power in Him, and speaking the Father's plan, sending us out, a light in this broken land. All authority, every victory is yours.
Come on, we're going to overcome this morning.
We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yes, Lord. We will overcome. Of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
You overcame. Jesus one more time.
Jesus, awesome and powerful forever. Awesome and great is your name. You overcame. You
You know, every one of these songs marks how much God truly loves us. The one thing, one verse that I always cherish in my heart, and it always goes back to every one of our songs, and I'm quoting the old King James, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you." It's amazing what God can do is when we actually seek Him out, get to know Him by His Word, and having our conversation in our closets. The more that we reach, the more that we grasp of Him, the more He shows us, and the more we are totally even amazed at what He actually does for us. He took a person like me. I went from a person that had no life. I was fearing. I could not work. I had to have surgery on my shoulder. I was afraid that I would never, ever be able to work in society again. And He took me. And the Holy Spirit led me. I just had that feeling of just, I needed something more. And through Him, I've testimony a couple of weeks ago, or about 3 weeks ago, and I announced that through Him, I've taken the placement test, and now I was going to college. But that is not all that He did. I found an open window. I didn't tell you this because I didn't know what God was actually going to do. There was a window open for me to go to the Tri-Cities and take the college over there at CBC. I was split up. I wanted to get to go to college and go forward. But my family here in this church, my friends, also, I had down here. In the last 2 weeks, I found out that Ellen and I had declined me to go to CBC in Tri-Cities. I don't know if I'm going to be going to school this year or not. Even though I took the placement test, they're going through a bunch of red tape right now. But you know what? All that doesn't matter. Everything on this earth doesn't matter. What truly matters is we seek Him out. If we do not, we're going to be just as lost as everybody else around here. Last week, I did not come here. I wasn't feeling good. And for some reason, my pickup broke down. I couldn't figure it out. I had my best friend come over. He checked it out. He finally got my pickup started. And it wouldn't stay running. He said that your alternator is going out. You need to get it in or have it replaced. I called Pastor Josh, let him know that I wasn't going to be there because of my pickup run down and I was still feeling sick. I didn't know what to do with my pickup. I prayed about it. And I knew that God will do everything in his power to help me out because I know and I trust in him. The next day, I woke up late, got up, decided to see what I could do with my pickup, see if I can get somebody to help me out. This is what really matters when God works in his way. I decided to start up my pickup to see if it even click or anything else. The pickup was running. Both, I took it in, the alternator and the starter, had it checked out. Both the battery and the alternator were perfectly fine. That's what the true blessings of God is. But the thing is we always have to seek first. But what does that actually mean? It means to really understand and get to know who God is, who his true love is. His words don't mean anything unless it gets from here in the here. And all things are possible. So that means that it's very possible that I'll still go to college this year. Who knows? It is God's will that's actually doing this. It doesn't matter how depressed we are. God takes care of that. Doesn't matter how angry we get. Give it to him. He'll take it over. God is our blessing. And he did all this through his son, Jesus. If you only understood how awesome it was and how you feel when his son died on that cross and realize that we have put him on that cross. But since then, we have a direct route to him. And all we need to do, say, Father, help me. That's the first step in doing things. And the more you seek him, the more it changes your life.
Amen.
I also want to say thank you. Praise the Lord that Pastor Mike is here. I didn't realize that he was right beside me, so I thank you, Father. And I am very glad to see you. Ship shape. Thank you.
Amen. And all that was because of the Lord's love for Brian. His truck worked. Everything is going to work out because of his love. I think the Lord wants to do something in some of our hearts today. And sometimes we get into these spots and it just feels like, Lord, how could you love me after what I did? Like Jay was saying, he wasn't on the bank. He was in the river. When you're in the midst of stuff, it's not like the Lord goes, okay, I'm done. When you're ready, I'm over here. No, the Lord is right there. He's right in the midst of the filth, of the yuckiness, in the midst of your pain. He's there ready to pick you up and say, okay, son, okay, daughter, let's go. I'm right here. I'm ready to help you out. So if I could have everybody stand up. I know we've gone a little bit longer than we normally do, but I really think that the Lord is going to do something and he's going to reveal himself to us in a new way today. Father God, we just lift our hands to you right now, Father God. Father God, the ones you love are in need of a touch today, Father God. God, the ones you love are in need of your presence today, Father God. God, the Bible says your burden is your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Father God. God, I pray that you will just rest on us today, Father God. God, as we lift up this song, Father God, I pray that your presence will just blow in this place, Father God, that your wind will just blow, Father God. God, that it'll be so tangible, Father God, that we won't be able to deny what it is, Father God. God, your love is going to be so relevant in this place right now, Father God. It's going to be unmistakable, Father God. I pray that your presence will fall in this place, Father God. I come against the attacks of the enemy right now, Father God. God, against the feeling of unworthiness, Father God, against depression, Father God. God, against broken relationships right now, Father God. We come against the attacks of the enemy, Father God. Right now, your love is going to break all chains and all bondage in this room right now, Father God. Oh, how you love us, Father God. Oh, how you love us, Father God.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how.
Like you have been walking in the fire, and not a good fire, but you've been going through it and it's hurting and it's painful, and like Lynette said, you've really had a week from hell. She didn't say hell, that's my word, but I want you to just take a step forward, come to the altar, and there's going to be some people that are going to meet you, and the Lord's love is going to shower down over you and rain in your life today. He calls for us to live a free life in him. He went to the cross already. He paid the price so you don't have to live in that shame and that bondage and that hurt and that depression and that brokenness. He went to the cross for you.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yeah.
He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree. Bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh.
Beautiful you are.
church. I felt in my spirit that when Pastor Lynette was speaking earlier about the hands as to who is going through some situations and stuff, I felt like in my spirit that God was telling me that there's certain individuals, there's certain people that didn't raise their hands, or even maybe raise their hands that maybe they felt like they were okay, but really deep down there was things that were going on. And the word that God gave me was discouragement. To where we're discouraged because of the things that we've done, the things that we've said. Or maybe even that we're discouraged because we prayed many times before. Say, Lord, save me from this situation. Help me with this situation. And as I spoke to Pastor Lynette about the same thing, was we wait upon God. Saying, Lord, I have this certain time frame. I have this certain place that I feel like that you're going to move, that you're gonna, you know, help me in my situation. And then when God doesn't, we get discouraged. But sometimes we forget that God's timing is different than our timing. And we can't have that spirit of discouragement when we place a time frame on God as to when He's going to move in our life, when He's going to fix our situation. And sometimes it's a simple act that we have to do. As many of you have probably seen the movie Facing the Giants. In that movie, this family was always going through certain situations. They're going through these trials and they couldn't figure out why God wasn't helping them, basically. Why they're going through these circumstances, these situations. Where were you, God? Where were you? But it took an act of faith for them to say, you know what? Like that song we sang earlier, I will praise you, God, in the good, and I will praise you in the bad. And sometimes that's what we need to do. We just got to praise God no matter the situation, no matter the time frame, and believe by faith that whatever time it takes, whether it takes one day or 1 year for God to fix your situation, God will do that. God will meet us. He says that if we give a request to Him, if we go to Him and say, Lord, we need you, He won't deny us. And sometimes we feel discouraged because we did something that we feel like that God's love has decreased in our life, when that's far from the truth. And sometimes we get confused when there's conviction, there's condemnation. Conviction comes from the Lord, condemnation comes from the enemy. And sometimes we feel condemned because we've done something. But God's love is always the same. It never changes. He will always love us. No matter what we've done. So this morning, I just felt like in my spirit that we just had to take some time and just love on God and say, you know what, Lord? I give it to you. I praise you. I praise you no matter what, Lord God. I lift you up. I lay it all to you. I let it all go to you. And I'm not going to get discouraged when you're going to move in my life. Because God's timing is different than our timing. Amen? Thank you.
is the Lord. Well, it looks like you guys have been having a good service. I kept wanting them to get done at the hospital so I could be here at 10:30. And Gay says, just don't worry about that. I said, I want to be there. Especially when I hear Nick preach today. Right? Come on. I know that God's got an amazing word for him and for us. So praise the Lord. Well, I could get into a bunch of details. Just that I woke up, normal day, and Alvin. Yes. Hi, Alvin. It's a reminder. Remind me in a minute again. I woke up, felt normal. Everything was going great, and took a shower, and then came out of the shower and basically started having intense pain like I've never had before. I've been told now that it's basically like childbirth. I will not take that one, ladies, from you. I'm not saying I was suffering with childbirth. But they found out that I have some kidney stones that are wanting to rearrange a little bit inside my body. So be praying for full healing. You know, there's a doctor's report and there's a scientific report. But then, hey, there's God's report, right? So now we know what they are. So we'll just believe for a supernatural touch and walk in that healing power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, why don't the children come on up? Not you, Nick. You got to stay. He missed my joke. Do you know what I said? Why don't the children come on up? I said, not you. Yeah, see, not you, Nick. You just didn't hear me. You would have tried to do it. I know. Well, praise the Lord. What a great group you are. Now, listen, Impact, junior high and high school are going to stay up. So if you are junior high and high school, staying up. You can come up here if you want prayer. Father, we pray, Lord, over your kids right now. Lord, we pray a blessing. Lord, we pray that the life that is inside of them, that resurrection power, Lord, would come alive inside of them in such a way, Lord, that they would walk, Lord, in a way that you are glorified. Lord, that they would pray for their friends, those who are sick around them. Lord, that they would share the love of God with their friends. And we just pray right now, Father, that today they receive the truth that's in your word. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said, amen. Okay, head on down. Alvin. Something about Alvin, I'm trying to remember. No, I'm kidding. Come on up, hon.
Hi. Okay, just a reminder, on Father's Day, I had a friend that had an aneurysm, and she got put on the prayer chain. I don't know if you guys, who's on the prayer chain here, but I want to thank you for all the prayers that you guys, her name's Kayla. They're having a fundraiser on August 10th, which is a Saturday, at the Harmon Center at between 5 and 11, 5 p.m., 11 p.m. The cost is $15 a ticket. And Zesta Kachina is putting it on for us. I do want to just give an update. Kayla is walking, and she's talking. But continue. I want 100% restoration. We got 3 salvations out of this, not counting Kayla yet, because by the time last time I seen her, she wasn't speaking, and I wanted to do it where she could actually verbally do it. And they are anticipating the day they get to come together here as a family. So I just want to know, I just want you guys to thank you very much. Continue to pray for her, okay? Okay. Amen. I do have tickets if you want to buy any.
How much is it again? $15. That's good. Zesta Kachina is good food, guys. So that's a good buy. So, well, praise the Lord. Well, come on up, Nick. Nick and Nick.
Yeah, I didn't say it. I wanted to, but I didn't say it.
Yeah, he has a nickname from high school. Right? Oh, it was from kindergarten? No,
my mom gave it to
me. It was funny, actually, because we were at a pastor's gathering, and I just, out of the blue, called him Nasty Nick. With no explanation. So I was like, whoa, dude. Is he like a hitman from the mafia or something? It's like, Father, we pray right now for Nick, Lord. We pray, God, that the word that you have put in this man of God, Lord, would be just so evident and flowing, Lord. As I declared earlier, Lord, I pray that he would rest in you, Lord, rely on you, and he would reveal you today, God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, bro.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Here we go. Thank you, Josh. I at least got one cheerleader in the back. You know, it was so awesome. Pastor, a couple of weeks ago, asked me to speak, and he said, hey, you're going to speak next Sunday. And I was like, ooh, wait, can we do like two more Sundays, just kind of pushing it out? And it was really interesting. That Tuesday at 2 in the morning, I woke up like literally completely awake, and God just completely put this into my spirit. And for an hour, I just began to type on my little iPhone in my notes, and it hasn't left me. So I know it's specifically for today, and it's unbelievable how God works, because the entire service, every part of it, and you'll see this, every part of this service is going to line up with this word today. And it's just incredible. So let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 4. And the neat thing about this verse and passage in the Bible is this is really the first experience that the disciples had, you know, with Christ of any real significance. And they just got done. Jesus was preaching to the multitudes. Hundreds of people were learning about Christ. And they were just leaving this area, and Jesus was speaking in parables. And we're going to start with verse 36. And it says, now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. And he was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? So the disciples were in this great experience with Jesus, right? Like they were with the biggest guy in history. They didn't know, I imagine they didn't know it at the time, but they were with the biggest guy in history. And here comes this big storm. Okay, they were in a great moment in their life. Here comes this huge storm. Literally, I would be freaking out. I'm more of a conservative guy, for those of you that know me. I don't mind roller coasters because it gets over really quick and it's just like a quick rush. But put me on a tall building and I'm freaking out. Put me on a boat, I'm freaking out, all right? So I would be the guy that would be sitting in the boat and saying, all right, you guys, no, please don't rock this thing. Keep it very still. Put a life jacket, put two on me, I'm okay. I don't know if you guys have ever seen What About Bob? But you see Bob on the front of the boat, strapped to the boat, and says, I'm sailing, I'm a sailor, okay, anyway. But anyways, so I'm Bob, right? Well, the disciples were professional fishermen. These guys did this all the time, and this was a huge storm. Literally, the waves were so large that it was filling the boat. These guys were dying. I can imagine in their mind, they're saying, this is the night we die. We're perishing. We're never going to see our families again. We're never going to see the light of day again because we're dying. The wind, the rain, everything was happening in that moment. And to their frustration, and I imagine their astonishment, where in the world is Jesus? Did he fall overboard? No, he's sleeping on a pillow, sound asleep. And I can imagine in their mind saying, are you kidding me? Peter, grab another bucket. And Jesus is sleeping on the pillow. And they said, Jesus, wake up. It wasn't like, dear master, would you please awaken? It wasn't like that. They were freaking out. They were in the biggest storm of their life. And so they woke up Jesus. And what did he say? He woke up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And what happened? The wind, the rain, the waves, everything completely went calm. And I wonder, like, in my mind, if literally the clouds just completely broke and the sun completely came out and everything was just completely peaceful. And what God started speaking to me about this passage in Scripture is a lot of times we are the disciples on this boat. And what happens in our lives? The winds begin to rise up. The storms begin to rise up. The rain begins to fall. Our marriages are under attack. Our children are going crazy. We lose a job. We get diagnosed with sickness, whatever it is, and the storm begins to rise up. And guess what happens? We get so focused, as the disciples did, on the storm, the situation at hand, that we forget who is in the boat. God is in our boat. God is in our situation. God is in our storm. And God wants us to know that this morning, just as the whole service has gone, God is here and he's asking us to trust in him. God gave us a great example here, I truly believe this, of resting in the storm. Can you imagine if the disciples would have said, wow, this is incredible, this is unbelievable, this is insane, let's take a nap. That would have been absolutely nonsense. That would have been crazy. And that's exactly what the world's mindset is. That's exactly how the world thinks. You know what? My marriage is under attack. I'm just going to rest in God. Think about it. I just lost my job. I should be completely overwhelmed. I should be stressed out. I should have all these things going on. But I am resting in God. God gave us a perfect example of what he wants us to do when we're going through the midst of our storm. And that is take a pillow out, a spiritual pillow, and fall asleep and completely trust and knowing that he has everything in control. Amen? God allows, it's not even that, I truly believe God even allowed this storm to take place. A lot of the times we have this situation rise up in our lives and we say, God, where are you at? Or Satan, I rebuke you, or all these things. We blame it even on Satan a lot of the times. When a lot of the times God is allowing something to happen in our lives that we can trust and completely rely on him. Amen? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 59. And I love this scripture. And we're going to start with verse 19 and read through 21. In verse 19, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Let's read that again. That's so powerful. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgressions in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My Spirit who is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from the time forevermore. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when your life is turned upside down, that is when the Lord comes in and raises a standard against the enemy. How many has ever gone through anything in your life? Every one of us has, right? Different levels, different situations, different things have happened. But God wants us to be encouraged this morning that he is literally raising up a standard against the enemy. Do not accept anything from the enemy. What does the Bible say? That the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? Whatever that means in your situation, guess what? It's going to happen at some point in our lives. But God promises us he's going to raise up a standard to combat the enemy. We do not have to grab the buckets, okay, and start getting the water out of the boat, because God is raising up a standard against the enemy. It's God that brings calm to our storm. It's God that comes in, and like Lynette was saying this morning, we have to completely trust in him. We have to completely rely on him. If we look at so many guys in the Bible, and God was just like laying, for example, Shadrach, Yeah, no. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's where Nasty Nick starts coming. Sorry, that was not going to come out today, but it did. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that really could, I could start flowing right there. But that's where, you know, they had an opposition in their lives, right? Where they were literally facing bowing down to a king or being thrown into a fire, okay? Now, we might not have that opposition right at this point, but what is that opposition in our lives? What is going on right now in our lives that we have a decision to make, to bow down or to go into the fire? Well, guess what? They decided not to bow to the king. And guess what happened? They were thrown into the fire. Then what happened? They weren't burnt up, right? They begin to walk in the fire. And guess who was walking in the fire with them? The image of the Son. It was the Son of God. Literally, when you go through the fire, that is when the Son of God can start walking into our situation. When we have nothing ever going wrong in our lives, what happens? We get very reliant on ourselves. It's like, gosh, this is really easy. I'm not struggling with this anymore. I'm not going through this situation anymore. This is whatever it is. It's when the fire is turned up. It's when the Son of God can be released into our situation. So the Bible says we need to rejoice, like in James chapter 1, and I'm just going to turn here really quick. James chapter 1, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So literally, count it all joy is so much easier said than done. And I'm preaching this so much to myself right now. Count it all joy when we fall into various trials, for the testing of our faith produces patience. Think about that for 1 second. In my family's life, in my wife's side of the family, we've gone through so many different trials and things that are happening, so many different moving parts. And it's so easy to get caught up in that situation, that moment, and we do not count it joy at all. It's like, gosh, how much more of this can we take and handle? But the Bible says, and the Bible encourages us to count it all joy when we fall into these trials, that the testing of our faith, think about these big NFL football stars, right? They are huge. One hit by one of those guys, and I'm 6 feet under. Okay, you guys are coming to my funeral. These guys work so hard to get in shape and to get to the position where they can hit each other going 100 miles an hour. And our faith is exactly the same way. We have to work at our faith. They do so much conditioning. They do so much running. They do so much of all of this stuff to get into the position that they can play NFL football. Our faith is the exact same way. We need to exercise our faith, knowing that when we come across these trials and these tribulations, that the testing of our faith is going to produce patience. This was God, that morning that God woke me up. It all comes back to the love of God, right? Everything that we go through always comes back to the love of God. And it doesn't always seem that way or feel that way. But I felt like God tell me that everything that happens into our life is filtered through the love of God. Everything that happens is filtered through God's love. And when we approach every single situation, we say, how is this being filtered through God's love? So you wake up and you have these unbelievable pains and you get rushed to the ER. Even that is being filtered through the love of Jesus. Every single thing that we go through is filtered. My mom was diagnosed with cancer. And all of these crazy thoughts start going through our minds. We have no idea what's going to happen, what's going to take place. That was filtered through the love of God. In that storm of cancer, okay, what happened? God was able to come in and begin to walk with her through that situation. And I can guarantee you she is more close to God today than before she had cancer. Her and my parents, my mom and dad, have a better marriage today than they had prior to cancer, okay? And so God uses situations, even as bad as cancer, to bring marriages closer, to bring families together, to bring you closer to God, to have a better understanding of who God is. Let's not despise the situations that we go through, because God wants to bring us to a different, a new level in Him. Amen? This is a scripture that we all know, that I feel it's so encouraging this morning, and it's Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it starts, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Literally, the Holy Spirit this morning, you guys, loves us, every single one of us, so much that literally He is interceding for us right now with groanings and moanings that cannot be uttered. How many has ever felt, and I'll just use grief for example, so much grief that it's literally came from your stomach? Like literally it almost hurts, okay? God right now at this moment in heaven is literally making intercession for us on this earth with groanings that cannot be uttered, that we cannot even imagine. So know, when as we're going through these things in life, that God is literally interceding for us at that moment. Literally, God is saying, you know what? I have your back. You might think that I'm just sleeping through the storm, okay? But at one moment, I will rise up and I will speak peace and I will speak calm over the storm. Okay, there was a moment when the disciples were in that boat, okay, that it was complete chaos. But in God's perfect timing, He woke up and spoke peace in the storm. We don't know how long the storm's going to last. We don't know what the storm entails, what it's going to look like, what it's going to be. But at one moment, the perfect timing of the Holy Spirit, He will rise up and He will rebuke the winds. He will rebuke the enemy. He will rise up a standard and He will bring calm and peace to our spirits. Amen? The last scripture I really want to bring out this morning is out of Psalms 34. And we might as well just read the whole chapter. Right? We come to church and we might as well read the Bible, right? What'd you say, Lynette? Weird. No, that's weird. All right, here we go. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth." That right there is a whole message, right? "My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad." Then it goes on in verse 3 and it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together." It says, "I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all of my fears." God is going to deliver all of us out of our fears this morning. "They looked to Him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around all of those who fear Him and delivers them." Think about that, you guys. The angel of the Lord encamps around all of those who fear Him and delivers them. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, and that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry." Verse 15 is a pure verse of love. "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry." This morning, I want to encourage us that God has given us literally the right to open up our mouths and just begin to cry out to God. No matter what that cry is, God is literally saying, not only do you have the right, but I want you to open up your mouth. Because guess what? His ears are open to his cry. The Bible talks about how he knows what we have need of before we even ask of it. Okay? He knows what our desires of our heart, but we have to open up our mouth and declare, God, this is what I have need of this morning. Amen? That is such a verse of love. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. God wants us to be encouraged this morning, that we can completely trust, rely, relax, rest, knowing that he is completely faithful to be there for us. Let's just close our eyes this morning. Father God, I thank you, Jesus, that your word, Lord, not only is it truth, but it speaks complete life to our spirit. Your word talks about, God, that is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father God, I just pray right now, God, as this word, God, I pray that it would rest upon our hearts, Lord Jesus. I pray that it would rest upon our spirits, Lord God. That as we stand, God, as we walk this race, this walk of life, Father God, that we would begin to understand and know, Jesus, that you are here. God, that you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us, Father. That you know what we have need of, Father God. Father, we just want to say, God, we want to rely on you, God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to us right now, Jesus, that your voice would be heard loud and clear. Right now, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. You are so glorious, Father God. You are so worthy, Jesus. Can we just lift up our hands to the Lord this morning? And just a sign of complete surrenderance to the Lord. Father God, we surrender our hearts. God, we surrender our minds, Father. God, you have come this morning, God, to completely bring, God, brokenness, God, to healing. God, you've come, God, to bring, God, redemption to the lost, Father. God, you've come to bring healing, God, to the sick, Lord, and you've come, Jesus, to bring calm to the storms in our lives, Father. And Lord Jesus, we just ask right now, God, as we lift up our hearts and our hands to you, that you would come, and God, that you would begin to mend every heart, God, that you would begin to mend every spirit, God, that, Lord, the things that we go through in life, God, we would not forget, God, who is in our situation, who is in the fire, God, who is in the lion's den, God, who is in the situation, God, when no one else cares, Father God, you do care, Father. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are here, that you are with us, God, and that you'll never leave us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. So, what do we need to start doing? Taking naps. You heard it from Pastor, heard it from Nick. That's what the message is about. Take a nap. No, when difficult times come, rest. That's the hardest thing to do, isn't it, as people? Because when the difficult times come, that's when we get agitated, frustrated, and just want to make something happen. Let's start taking, well, we're not going to be the church of naps, but I mean, grab a pillow. If you start having a difficult time at home, just say, I'm going to go get a pillow, and then maybe your spouse will know what you mean. It's like, they may think you're going to have a fight with the pillow, or I don't know. Praise the Lord. How many are excited that Jesus Christ is on the throne? How many excited that even when the storm looks busy, him in our boat asleep is better than what the world has. Right? What's your God doing? He's asleep in my boat. But just wait till he wakes up. He has a way of changing things. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you all. The picnic. Did we not get any sign-ups? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Didn't get around, huh? Please remember we have a picnic August 14th. This has been the summer of picnics, I know, but hopefully it's not going to be another 100-degree day. The last one, it was really warm. But if you get a chance, please come up and sign this. You want me to send it around now? It'll be... And we're going to have worship. Thank you. Yes, we're going to have worship there. So come, we'll eat, and then we will spend some time just worshiping the Lord, just giving him some praise, and just watch what he'll do. Amen? Have him come up and sign it. Shouldn't just have you talk, but that'd be... It will be at 6 o'clock this time. So for those of you who work a little later, you have plenty of time to get there. The food won't be gone. I mean, if you get there at 6:30, it might be gone. But if you get there at 6, that's when we'll start eating. God bless you guys. Praise the Lord. And we'll see you guys soon. Love you. If anyone has prayer needs, please come on up front and team will be here to pray for you.